Thriller number 20. It has actually some stuff on here. In 1982, it was number one. In the 1980s, get this, it's number 10. At best album in the 1980s, wow. According to the ranking from Rolling Stone.
Okay.
This is Thriller we're talking about. Probably one of the best albums of all time. But it's number 20 on this list.
In the 80s?
In the 80s, yeah. It was number 10.
I would justify
that.
I
have a good reason
there's
why.
There's lots of albums in the 80s that I would talk about later. Thriller. But go ahead.
That's yeah, so that was number 20. Number 19 is Astral Weeks by Van Morrison.
Okay.
Rank in 1968, number 2. In the 1960s, number 15. Number 18, clearly, Born to Run.
Okay.
Bruce Springsteen.
Awesome.
In 75, number 3. In the 70s, number 12. It's number 17, Nevermind by Nirvana.
Yeah.
1991, number 1. In the 90s, number 2.
Of course.
Number 16, Blood on the Tracks by Bob Dylan.
Good one.
In 75 was number 2 album overall. In the 70s, ranked number 9. Number 15, Are You Experienced, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, of course.
Nice.
1967, ranked 4th. In the 60s, ranked 11th. Number 14, Abbey Road. 1969, number 1. In the 60s, number 2 best album. Number 13, probably one of the more interesting ones on here, The Velvet Underground and Nico.
Okay, right on.
1967, number 2 best album in the 60s, ranked number 4. I really like that. Okay, Miles Davis was number 12 with Kind of Blue. From 59, ranked number 1. From the 50s, ranked number 1.
Okay, Miles Davis.
And then number 11, The Sun Sessions compilation with Elvis.
Oh, yeah, okay.
From 76, it was ranked 18th. In the 70s, the ranking, 223rd.
I think Paige is jerking off over here. Everybody's like, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, of those top 20,
down and dirty,
are any of those too low?
Any of those too low? I don't even know why some of those are on the list.
I've never heard of Kind of Blue because I don't listen to Miles Davis.
Well, the reason I was going to say Thriller is number 20 is not because of Michael Jackson. Quincy Jones is a great producer. Quincy Jones, I think, wrote a lot of that album. I think he probably wrote all of the lyrics. Michael Jackson doesn't know any of that kind of stuff. Dirty Diana has nothing to do with Michael Jackson. Quincy Jones
knows not a lot about... It's not on that album.
Well, no, but Quincy Jones also wrote that song for Michael Jackson. So
right.
I have a feeling that all of those songs in Thriller were written by Quincy Jones.
They're definitely directed and produced by him. That's yes. For sure. Composed. And I think Michael Jackson had a lot to do with the composition.
Yeah.
And basically building around Michael Jackson's voice.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think that's a good Michael Jackson album. I think it's a good Quincy Jones album.
Yeah, but he did all the singing. I mean, that's Billie Jean on there. What are all the hits on there? Billie Jean, Thriller, Beat It.
I remember it was the biggest album of all time.
It was the biggest album of the time.
Yeah, it was.
Of all time as well.
A big string of number one hits.
Was there a slow song on there? There was one. I
Smooth Criminal is on that one too?
No, yeah. That's on the one before.
Track number one was Fuck Like a Beast. I remember that.
That's a good album by Wasp. I love that one.
Great album. That is track number one off of Wasp. Fuck Like a Beast.
Songs are on this freaking album.
Personally, I would take that Wasp album over Michael Jackson's Thriller.
But that's why I don't pick...
I'm fucking degenerate.
Yeah, that's why I don't pick Thriller, though, because I don't think Thriller's a good Michael Jackson album.
Okay, here's the whole track list. Okay. Want to Be Starting Something,
yeah.
Baby Be Mine, The Girl Is Mine,
oh, yeah,
Thriller, Beat It,
mine.
Billie Jean, Human Nature, Pretty Young Thing, Lady in My Life.
How young?
Pretty young.
12.
Pretty Young Thing. Probably not even
actually,
a
that,
girl.
That sounds so bullshit because he would never win for a woman.
How young is this Pretty Young Thing? Mine?
That's a song from that album that probably no one can probably recall what the fuck that song is. I don't think I've ever heard it. I'm like, Pretty Young Thing, I've never heard it.
Okay, as number 20 on the list, I'll say that's fine. I'll say number 20 is
that's
fine.
That's too low. I know.
I can see where it's on the list because of how much
how popular it is.
How popular it was.
Okay,
but popular doesn't make an album great.
No, I think good song.
A popular see, right? album,
but it was pop music. Though.
People think Michael Jackson is a freaking genius.
But Thriller changed pop music. It actually changed it. Everybody wants to be fucking that album since he did it. You can't think of one R&B artist that doesn't want to be Thriller.
Britney that's Spears true, or. Katy Perry want to be that.
I still think that popularity.
Record,
yeah.
Like, is Katy Perry number one on the list? She should be number one on the list according to that stuff.
Well, it's not about money. It's about quality.
She
that's quality album.
I
would still listen to that album. I'm
not
even a Michael Jackson fan.
I think
good.
The Jimi Hendrix Are You Experienced is rated too low. That should be way higher. That's in like my top 5.
What number is this
Are
one?
You Experienced is 15.
That's in my top 5. That was like Jimi Hendrix Are You Experienced. That blew people's minds. That guy's a great guitar player.
Who's
he
blowing?
I'm getting blown.
Okay, here's all the tracks on the album. Foxy Lady, Manic Depression,
yes,
Red House,
these, yes.
Can You See Me, Love or Confusion, I Don't Live Today, May This Be Love,
yes.
Fire, Third Stone from the Sun, Remember, and Are You Experienced?
Yeah.
Now that's a
all
fucking
great songs.
Deadly
all
album.
That's a great album, there's no question.
It's about
1967, is his first album they ever made. I totally came out and destroyed everybody that was out there at the time. The Stones, the Beatles, the Who. Zeppelin wasn't around at that time. There were so many bands that
influenced all those people.
And there were so many bands that once they saw Jimi Hendrix, they knew that rock and roll music was something totally different. Because before that, you had Bob Dylan, 1966, and Bob Dylan changed rock and roll music. So did the Stones, so did the Beatles, so did Chuck Berry. And then Hendrix comes along, and there's nothing like that. Like, there's no blueprint for
Jimi Hendrix. And if you listen to it today, it's still just as it's still just as fresh.
Amazing.
It still is, yeah.
It's funny. But I would say 15 is close, fine,
for me. He's 15. He's number 4 in 1967. And
that's
60s,
where I would
he's
rate
number
him.
11 in the 60s. The
that's rated that's, number 4, like something like that.
I would say as the album,
in
I,
the, that's
I
for that year they rated
it's
that.
It's not my favorite Jimi Hendrix album, but I would say as where it's at for 15 of all time, I'd say that's fair.
Okay, what about Nevermind at 17, Nirvana's first album?
Yeah, that's good for me. I like 17 where Nirvana Nevermind it. Because Nevermind doesn't be, won't be in the top 10 because that album...
Yeah, how is
it? They didn't have a career long enough to say, Nirvana. Oh, that album has
that album
to be.
Made a great career, yeah.
If Nirvana... go ahead.
Because how do they even decide what's on the top 20, right? If Michael Jackson is 20, if we're going, maybe it's based on influence or what it did afterwards.
Influence, I think.
But influence in that generation, never mind, I would say.
What did that really do? Create a whole bunch of grunge bands?
Well, maybe not. Actually, what happened with them, it launched a scene in Seattle, which is like
totally
a shit town.
I mean,
all of a sudden,
like...
all Seattle took off. But then you have all the punk music right after that.
Nirvana launched punk music.
Yeah. Punk music came back
that.
Right
the
after 90s
punk
about
music
94
with
Green Day. And you have punk music.
And it comes out away from all
years.
That hair metal. I can see that where it was, this is a big change from hair metal.
All the best albums were done in the 80s. We know this.
It's also stripped down rock and roll.
Actually,
never mind.
And that's another thing.
It's very simplistic.
There is, you can literally pinpoint the death of 80s from Nirvana. You can say, here is Metallica's one of the last great albums of the 1980s.
But it was Guns N' Roses first.
Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction. And if you listen to Appetite for Destruction, and if you listen to Nevermind, you can say, okay, those two albums are completely fucking different.
Yeah.
And this band eclipsed Guns N' Roses.
And what they would... The sound is different.
The sound
more
totally
stripped
different.
Down sound. They're going back to the Pixies, but heavy
sound. Well, there's no... They wanted an anti-rock star attitude. They became rock stars
in
the end. But that's what they started off as. They didn't think that they were going to sell 100 million records. They didn't think they were going to sell any records. They just happened to because they made that video, Smells Like Teen Spirit, and it blew up.
Okay.
Same thing that happened to Guns N' Roses.
Exactly the same thing. Cause that was just because of the 80s.
They made
that
Sweet Child of Mine, and the next thing you know, they were the biggest band in the world.
Huge, biggest band in the world.
What about Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen, number 18?
Of course.
I like it, but I'm not going to say that's that high.
Yeah. It's 18. I love
Bruce
Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen's reputation of everything, right?
Yep.
His whole compilation of music.
Which one do you pick?
So they got to pick
Born
his
to Run.
Album out.
I would. I love Born to Run, but I would put Born in the USA over that one.
That's the first one I ever heard.
That's the one I would pick too.
Yeah.
Just because it's all pop hits and whatnot,
but
Born to Run 75.
But I love Born to Run, though. I'm not going
to
say Born to Run.
He was made to be a star.
Yeah,
he was going to be a star eventually.
Great.
Yeah.
He's a great songwriter. He's a great performer.
Yeah.
Blood on the Tracks, Dylan is number 60.
Not my favorite Dylan album, but I'd say it's good.
What's your favorite Dylan
good.
Album, then?
Probably Highway 66.
I think that's actually higher up in the list, I think.
This might be in the top 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Dylan... Probably
Rolling
has three
Stone
in the top 20, probably.
No,
like
Blonde on Blonde
Stone,
is probably
so that's
going to
be
there.
The number one album.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever, the Velvet Underground.
Album has.
Oh, yeah.
And Nico, I love this album myself, personally.
Why?
Two of my favorite songs ever on this album.
So
the whole album is amazing.
Why is it all amazing? I've never heard this album.
You've never heard the Velvet Underground from 67?
I've heard their songs.
It changed the underground scene. That's what it did. It actually, this is when Pink Floyd and them are all coming out. This is when all this stuff is, this kind of acid rock, psychedelic rock. They take it and they do this New York scene with it. And it basically launches the New York Dolls. It launches your Ramones. You get these bands like that come after their very street-sense mentality. But you also get these really artistic bands.
Yeah.
This all goes back to the Velvet Underground, where you find.
That is true.
A mixture of the two. Lou Reed with these guys, because Lou Reed's the main guy. And then Nico's from Germany?
Nico is, yeah.
They shoot her on the track.
From Europe, yeah.
And they all do this with Andy Warhol's, recorded in Andy Warhol's, wherever the hell
factory.
He was.
Factory.
In his factory.
Wow. Okay,
but
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what the cover's a little banana. Andy Warhol makes the cover of that album. So you have all these combinations of a weird 60s mix, but the songs are good. They're actually really stripped down basic
songs. Are very good.
I think...
what's their top song that I can't remember?
What's on this album? They have about... It's not a very long album. That's
Waiting
all
for the Man, probably is top one, something like that.
There is... The tracks are... Sunday Morning, I'm Waiting for the Man, Femme Fatale, Venus and Furs, probably the best track they've ever written, Run, 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 All Tomorrow's Parties, Heroin, There She Goes Again, I'll Be Your Mirror, there The Black Angels Death Song, one? European Sun. No, it's not that one. But Heroin was the hit off of this album.
Heroin wasn't a hit, but it was the big one that everyone was like, holy shit, that's amazing.
Everybody liked the song Heroin, which is about heroin.
Which is about heroin, true.
That's what I mean by a band that's writing with the New York Streets. Lou Reed writes the song. There's not enough songs about heroin. That's what we realized after listening to that.
The female character was saving the world.
Again, it's not my favorite Velvet Underground album, but I will still understand why that album is so.
But why is it in the top 20?
Why is it in the top 20?
Like, if nobody knows, if only 2 out of 4 people.
Yeah,
really. That's probably the truth. That's actually probably the real truth. 2 out of 4 in this room actually know that album.
Yeah.
Holy Stone's a bunch of fucking retards. FNR, that's what I always say.
I think it's one of the most influential albums of all time. I think if I was a kid in 68 and I heard that album, I'd want to play like them.
True.
That's
you
what I think.
The album, you probably would have said, yeah.
Well, that's what David Bowie did. He listened
David Bowie
to the
Velvet Underground.
Cheech and Chong's up at Smoke.
Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd loved those guys.
I agree. Cheech and Chong had some great songs. Earache My Eye, that's a great song.
It's in the top 7. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. True. Okay, we'll go to the top 10.
Okay, let's do the top 10.
Number 10, The Beatles, The White Album. Number 9, Blonde on Blonde. Number 8, London Calling, The Clash. Number 7, Exile on Main Street. Number 6, What's Going On, Marvin Gaye. Number 5, Rubber Soul. Number 4, Highway 61 Revisited. Number 3, Revolver. Number 2, Pet Sounds. Number 1, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Three Beatles albums in the top.
Yeah, that's true. That's fucking bullshit. Hey,
I agree with the White Album. That should be up.
The White Album
was one of my favorite albums because that changed rock and roll. That changed everything.
They have that at 10. That's Revolution's on that album.
Yeah, Revolution number 9. Blew my mind.
Revolution, the slow version, is on that album.
Yeah,
the fast version is a single.
Yeah, there's number 9 acoustic version on
there. Yeah, Revolution 1.
Number 9's on there.
Number 9.
They do it throughout the album, actually. Number 9. Number 9.
I'm so tired.
Remember I stole that
Helter Skelter.
Helter Skelter is awesome. I like that.
That started heavy metal.
Back in the USSR, Birthday, Your Blues, Why Don't We Do It in the Road. I can name the whole album.
Happiness is a
Rocky
Warm Gun.
Raccoon.
Happiness is a Warm Gun. Rocky.
Yeah, apparently, if you mix it with the Bible, you can go to murder sprees.
Mix it with the Bible and murder spree, like someone did we know very famously in 1969. It's a true story.
Went to the wrong house.
Went to the wrong
you
house.
You think if you're going to kill someone, you'd have the right house?
You went to the right house, wrong people living there.
What Beatles album shouldn't be in there? They have Sgt. Pepper's at number 1.
Oh, bunch.
I disagree with
for
that.
For me, that's a no.
That's a no, too, to me. How the fuck is that number one? That's a great, great album. Not number one.
I'm going to pull a Simon Cowell. I'm going to say, for me, that's a no.
Sgt. Pepper's is number one. And this is, I don't know, for the front cover? Like, what the fuck?
Just because of the picture on the cover, that's why?
That's what I think. Yeah. But
I'd say that's too much Beatles content.
There's a couple of good songs on there, though.
I'd say too much Beatles
too
content.
Too much Dylan content, too. They have two albums of the
Beatles. Well, that's Rolling Stone for you. They just fucking love the Beatles and Dylan.
Too much Dylan content.
I don't know why.
I'd say you put one Dylan album in there. You put Highway 61. That's perfectly fine. I accept Highway 61 as a landmark.
Blonde and Blonde, though, that's...
Blonde and Blonde's amazing. I'm not going to say Blonde and Blonde's not amazing. You could pick one of those two, but if you're forced to take a vote, I would say Highway 61, because it came before Blonde and Blonde,
because there's a whole
one.
Bunch of bands that aren't even in there, right?
Yeah, of course.
Sgt. Pepper's number one for one reason. The last track on that album is A Day in the Life, which might be the best song ever written.
The greatest song ever written.
That's why that album's number one. But if you actually look at that album, Good Morning, Good Morning, Good Song, Lovely Rita,
songs
like this, they're like...
Stupid songs.
Paul McCartney's granny songs.
Paul McCartney's how the fuck are these the best songs ever written?
They're just dumb.
Pet Sounds is number two.
Pet Sounds is number two.
I mean, that's a good album, but I don't see that either.
I wouldn't pick The Beach Boys either.
No.
I mean, Brian Wilson, that is a good album. I listen to a lot of songs off, and I like it. But that's not number two. Of best albums? Like, if you go by the whole album?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Well,
let's
go around.
You want to
do our top five, then? Like, what we think is the top five?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, let's name an album. We'll go around. We'll name an album that we think should be in this top 10.
Okay, well, here's an album that should be in the top 10, Dark Side of the Moon. That wasn't listed.
Totally, yeah.
Not even in the fucking top 20.
I would agree with that 100%.
You could fucking listen to The Wizard of Oz and fucking sync that
which
up.
Which I've done.
That's the one few albums I've ever had. I've always owned Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
For as long as I've had the album, I always have to have a version of it somewhere.
It's amazing.
Yeah. How that Pink Floyd never even got in the top 20.
Yeah.
And they're fucking clearly better than these dumbages.
Beatles albums.
In my opinion.
It's not my favorite. Again, it's not my favorite Pink Floyd album, but I understand why Dark Side of the Moon is like the pinnacle of
their music. Of their...
Of getting stoned and listening to music.
Yeah, what they were doing. It's like there's a whole track on
the
Great Gig in the Sky. Just
well,
all
changed.
Vocals.
Yeah.
Just no...
It changed Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
That album changed Pink Floyd into making... Actually, I read a lot about that album. It changed them into songwriters, that album. They actually became songwriters. Before then, they were just fucking dicking around. And they admit that.
Right.
Put on the amps, turn them up, do a bunch of psychedelic bullshit that everyone fucking hated. I hated. And it's like, ugh, I can't stand any of those albums before that album. Yeah, the album, earlier albums before Pink Floyd, Heart before
to
that, listen
to. Then you
all.
Get to Dark Side of the Moon, and you have a whole string of really good
and I
albums.
Hate Sid Barrett, for the record.
Up to...
I like Sid Barrett.
Fucking hate
I like his ass. Stuff.
But like songs. Right. Or whatever his name is, we're calling him now. Jonesy's right.
Jonesy. This is for the record, Dark Side of the Moon was number 43.
Yeah, 43? That's way too low.
That's way
how
too
the
low. Fuck, you know,
I would swap out one of those wall? Beatles or swap out one of those. Yeah, The Wall is my favorite, by the way. I'd swap out one of those Beatles or one of those Bob
The Wall
Dylan.
Is good. It's a good theme album, but it's not...
But they're all theme
albums musically,
with Pink Floyd.
I think musically, Dark Side of the Moon
is
way
better.
Dark Side
of the Moon better.
Is way better. Like, they just... Everything just came together really well. Like, everything just flowed and... I don't know. That's for me. I'm going to say that wasn't listed. So what about you?
For me, one album that on there that wasn't listed that I would say should be up there is The Who's Tommy.
Yeah, and that's not even in the top 50.
I'd say The Who's Tommy, that was the first real concept rock and roll album ever made.
Well, they made a whole movie, yeah.
They made a terrible, shitty movie.
It was a
but
bad movie.
They made a whole
that movie was bad.
Concept record
that
about a character. Yeah.
Yeah,
anyway, I put The Who Tommy up there.
That's way back.
For me, that was number five. My top five, that was number five, was The Who Tommy. Because that's
that
never going to make it on there.
There.
And the reason why it's never going to make it on there, because it's a bunch of elitist snobs that think The Who rock too hard. And The
Wall's
Who rock too hard, and they don't deserve to be on there.
87?
87 is
that's
The Wall.
That's not so bad. The Wall's 87.
The Wall's 87. Fucking, what's wrong with these people?
But anyway,
who voted these?
Who do you say?
I would say Appetite for Destruction should be in the top 20.
Why? I mean,
top
20
or top
good,
top 10? We're taking top 10 here.
Top 10, Appetite for Destruction. Because it killed 80s metal, is what
it
did.
It
and changed 80s. The scene
it was
to move
metal.
In a different direction. Because you're listening to Poison, Motley Crue,
yeah,
you have all of these blonde hair.
Yeah, but
bands.
I've made this argument with you that Appetite for Destruction is not too far from Poison.
Yeah, but Appetite's like Back and Back.
But they have better
that
instruments.
Kind of album. Like AC/DC's Back
and
Black and Appetite are kind of the same kind of thing.
Guns N' Roses has really
good metal.
Solid
Welcome
sounding
to the Jungle
instruments
a
where
great
all those
song,
other
I love
bands
that song.
The whole album's good. It's not a bad song.
That's
album.
True.
I'm not saying it's a bad album, but let's. What do you have to say?
Jonesy, what's your
album I would throw in here is Green Day's American Idiot. American Idiot.
That's that the first one?
That's not my number one, but that's their, yeah, they're very, they're really huge.
Oh, that was
that's
a
stretch.
Them.
It's a big
that's
concept
a
album. It's,
no.
I liked it.
I think it's a
if
good
you're
album.
You're putting in Green Day before the Ramones, then
I'm
that's
not,
a stretch.
I'm not saying I like the album.
How the fuck did
Billy
Joe Armstrong
influence? I have
influence.
To own is American Idiot. Because it just goes from one song to the next, and it just kind of flows nicely.
It's a good album.
There's
I'm not going to lie.
There's a lot of good tunes on that one album.
I don't think
what
it's
songs are, I don't think
American
I've
Idiot,
ever.
Boulevard of
Broken
Dreams. There's a couple of other ones there.
But we're
are
saying
we the waiting?
Ever recorded in history of humanity.
Yeah, you're going to put Green Day
still,
up there.
Still, if I was going to Desert Island, I'd still be wanting Green Day's American Idiot.
There we go.
Okay, that's a bit strong.
But
I'm
that's the whole thing about this list,
out.
Right? You got to account for people's personal tastes.
Yeah. I mean,
yes.
I mean, it should be on the list.
Like, I hate the Tommy's.
I'm not saying it has to be top 20.
Tommy is number 96.
Well, yeah.
But 96. Physical Graffiti by
Made
Led Zeppelin.
The top 100 somehow.
Sure.
If we're going to pick a Led Zeppelin one, right? Number 4 is probably one of their bigger ones, but Physical Graffiti.
Graffiti is probably the best album.
I picked the first Led Zeppelin. I actually picked the Led Zeppelin 1 because that they recorded at the same time that Jeff Beck was trying to do something, and they stole a Jeff Beck song. And they did it way better than Jeff Beck.
Oh, they, didn't steal, they didn't steal just Jeff Beck. They
oh,
stole
yeah.
a bunch of people.
No,
so
Jeff
they
Beck
got
did,
sued successfully.
Jeff Beck did I Can't Quit You Baby, and he had like a blues version with Rod Stewart. But then you hear Led Zeppelin's I Can't Quit You Baby. That's way better
yeah.
than anybody's ever done.
Well, that album is amazing for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And
but
it changed
yeah.
the way. But you're right. Physical Graffiti is way better.
My
album.
Favorite is Physical Graffiti.
But Led Zeppelin
yes.
should be in that top five.
I don't like
too.
Part one. I think number one by Led Zeppelin, I listen to it over and over, and I find it boring. But probably for its time, it's probably like 69, groundbreaking.
1969.
It's 69, but
yeah.
I don't get it. I listen
to
it and I'm like.
Form of
yeah.
blues is really what they're doing.
That's
that
what
first
I. That's
film.
Why I picked it, right?
Yeah.
Another
because
one
it's
I love.
Best,
then
but
it become real riff rock after.
Yeah, you get Houses of the Holy after. It's a really great show.
I actually that. Like Houses of the Holy.
Oh, I love
yeah, me too.
Of
I like Houses of the Holy too.
Oh, love it.
After that, my album that wasn't on there was Black Sabbath Paranoid.
That's yeah.
I said Black Sabbath Paranoid because they. Well, first of all, Black Sabbath invented heavy metal. First of all. And then Paranoid, although Paranoid, again, it's not my favorite Black Sabbath album, but Paranoid is the album that completely
inspired.
Took heavy metal and put it in the mainstream, and everybody loved that album. And
right.
for the last almost 50 years, that album is cited by everybody that plays guitar, everybody that knows something about Sabbath knows that album.
Yeah.
And it's such a huge album. And admittedly, Rolling Stone hates metal. They would never put a metal act in that fucking top whatever.
There's another genre that they hate too, which I noticed. They don't have any rap albums in that top 20.
They wouldn't put Public Enemy in there.
Public Enemy is 48. And it's a great album.
They have fucking like 15 Beatles albums in the top 10. Yeah. So Public Enemy's not going to make it.
Every Beatles album ever made is in the top 20.
So the top 30 is like 15 Beatles albums and 15 Bob Dylan.
I don't like rap music, but I think there should be more rap at least on there because that was a very influential to a lot of people.
It's true. If you're going to put Appetite for Destruction in there, you have to put like Takes a Nation of a Million.
Straight out of Compton.
I think Cypress Hill's Black Sunday. Yeah, but the best rap album I ever heard.
That's true, but Cypress Hill's Black Sunday doesn't precede Run DMC.
No.
It's his argument. He says Green Day, when everybody knows the Ramones in 75, kicked off punk rock.
Yeah, he'd go through Run DMC's albums from 86 or 87.
Yeah, but it's going to go punk rock. I'd go Sex Pistols and Ramones and all them.
And they're all in there. They're all in the top.
Strange bands that came around in the 50s and 60s and 70s.
But are they in the top 10? Like Clash. Could those guys all make the top 10? Like I say Appetite could.
Oh, the Clash deserves
it. I think Guns N' Roses is still inspiring music.
For me, number two of all time is London Calling. For me, of all time.
History. That's in the top 10. That's number eight.
That's actually in the top 10, which is amazing, right? They put a punk band in the top 10.
By that point, they're not really punk.
They're still a punk band.
They still are, but they don't. They're different. They're definitely different than the Pistols.
Because when they made that album, they didn't. They weren't famous.
Yeah,
they just thought, let's make a different album because that old type of 100 mile an hour punk was dead, and they knew that, and they're becoming better songwriters.
So why is London Calling in the top 10? Why is that in your top 10?
It's number two overall for me because it's the best. First of all, it's a double album, and there's not a bad track on that double album, and they don't leave you wanting more. It's like, this is the perfect album. It's a perfect length. You put it on, you have your straightforward rockers, you have a little bit of slow songs, you have pop songs. It goes the whole gamut of rock and roll history in that album, and they're just great songs. For me, London Calling is just, there's only one record that's, for me, that's better than that.
What's better than that?
Exile on Main Street, for me.
Which is also in the top 10.
Rolling Stones, Exile on Main Street, for me, if you're thinking about rock and roll, perfect rock and roll album. Like, in terms of like rock and roll, not hard rock, just not rock metal, not blues, not country. If you're thinking just straight up rock and roll, Exile on Main Street has every single thing you want. Again, it's another double album. For me, I love double albums because
you
get your money's worth as that volume of music. And the Stones don't have a bad track on there. It's just like, it's unbelievable. The dynamic amount of songs are on there. It's like, holy shit. How can one band write this much good songs and put it on one album?
Which is why the White Album, the Beatles White Album, should be like number one. I think that one is one of the best albums ever written.
There is some shitty songs on there,
but there's a lot of great songs.
But there's some great ones in there.
And it's a double album.
It's a double album. One of the very first double albums ever made.
To me, Dylan should have been number one. Like, clearly, number
great
one.
Great songwriter, yeah.
Yeah. But he inspired, even the Beatles say that about him. There's like, if Dylan wasn't doing as much writing as he was doing, they probably wouldn't have.
I named
the Stones admit stuff like this. That's how good Dylan was. But realistically, Dylan at his best, I think those albums that should have made it, The Band. How the fuck is The Band not in the top 10 with one of their albums?
Where are they?
Songs from Big Pink is number 28 or something, 26.
Well, that's fair. For me, that's fair.
Yeah, that's for me too. They're good.
They're the best. I think they are the best band I've ever heard, though. For me, I hear The Band and I'm like, I think this is the best musicianship, writing, singing I've ever heard in a band.
But that is true. They are amazing songwriters. They're amazing players. But they didn't do anything better than Dylan did.
No. Well.
And Dylan started them. You got to admit that.
Yeah. Dylan launched them. But when Dylan got injured, all of a sudden the band was writing better songs than him. Better songs. Dylan could have albums at the same time as the band. Those band albums are better. That's actually what was occurring. And then Dylan converted to Jesus not too long after. And we hear those albums. None of those are in the top 100.
The band probably had a couple of strings of albums there that were unbelievable.
Songs the first from Big one, Pink, and there was two.
The Band.
Yeah, The Band was the other one.
Big Pink.
Yeah,
those albums are amazing.
Those two are huge ones.
You know what?
But you can't say they're any better than, say, other bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd or
Zeppelin, even.
Yeah.
I don't know. The band. Zeppelin's got more bluegrass influence. There's bluegrass
in their music. But we're
looking
at the band. You listen to the band. The band's not really.
But Zeppelin breaks a lot of acoustic songs too.
True.
Bands like a lot of.
Well, who else gets in the top 10?
Eagles.
For me, I like the band. I like those kind of bands.
A lot of crazy beliefs. Let's hear
fuck
it.
Up there.
Adele. No, I'm just
kidding. Fuck Adele. I would fuck Adele.
Let me guess.
I would fuck Adele, too.
I would not.
But
fuck that fat ass.
Totally would.
She's good looking.
She's not
hot for me. I'm not going to say no to that. I think she's hot.
Katy Perry.
Oh, that's very standards are way too high.
Well, of course my standards are high. That's what's wrong with you guys.
Fuck's
sake, Scott. Okay, let's hear one.
I don't actually have any more of those. Are my top ones.
Okay, that was it.
One rap album. One band.
You had Green Day. Let's hear what. Anything.
Well, I was talking about Green Day. I was talking about the Clash, obviously.
Okay, they're already in there.
Well, who else was on my list?
Eagles. Mamas and the Papas.
Look at the CCR. I mean, I don't know if VCR is in the top 20.
Because you can't put a greatest hits album in the top.
Why not? They had some really good albums. Probably Green River or whatever their albums were. Because there was a bunch of albums. Willie and the Poor Boys. They had a whole string of hits.
That's true. There was a ton of good hits on a couple of those.
John Fogerty was from about 1967 or 68.
For Rez Music, that was it. Them and Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden. I would put Iron Maiden in there for sure. In top 10. This is my top 5. If this was a top 10, Iron Maiden would be in that top 10.
I would have put Bad Motorfinger by Soundgarden in the top 10. That's where I would have put them.
Bad Motorfinger's amazing.
One of the best metal albums ever.
But we're not just talking about reserves here.